At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, son, Sveisan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans, where we do data-driven employer branding. Making use of that data, we are today going to investigate the impact of COVID-19 or the coronavirus on employer brand. We've recently done some research on this, which Olivia from our analyst team is going to help me present today. So let's start the show.
Okay, so today I'm here with Olivia Thompson, one of our analysts here at Link Humans. Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
So please let our listeners know what you do on a day-to-day basis.
So yes, I'm a data analyst at Link Humans, and my job is to look at all the data we've collected from talent, so whether that be alumni, employees, or candidates, and really categorize what they're saying in line with our 16 attributes. And within these attributes, we have key themes as well, which we've based in terms of our previous experience of what talent are saying. And we also look at this in terms of positive and negative sentiment. So you can really understand what people are concerned about within your company.
Yeah, okay. So that's the in normal times, I should say, regular COVID, before COVID times, is when we look at the normal employer brand index. But now specifically today, we wanted to talk about the impact of COVID-19, the coronavirus, on employer brand. And for this piece of research, we went about following the commentary. So really finding what people are talking about first and then tracking that back to companies and themes. And we found that companies operating on the front line of COVID-19 are undergoing drastic transformations, as I'm sure you've seen as well. And the aim here is to understand how frontline employees feel about their employment and what organizations are doing to respond. And we used a selection of platforms, so social media channels, employee review sites, forums, and blogs. And our methodology in this case was to filter in any mentions of this virus or the impact it's caused using keywords like lockdown or quarantine or COVID-19 itself. We then analyzed and categorized the most important attributes being discussed and really figured out the sentiment from there. So we looked at over 1,000 pieces of commentary covering the month of March, and we'll be doing the same for April very soon. And it covered 15 of the largest Fortune 500 companies, I should say, in the US, really covering a cross-section of industries on the front line. And if we look at some of the graphs that we created, now I can't show you this because it's a podcast, but we looked at specifically one retailer in the US, one of the biggest retailers in the US. And in pre-COVID times, the score for this retailer, employer brand, would have stayed roughly the same throughout the month of March. But then we then overlay that with the commentary around COVID-19, and we can see there was a drastic drop from that from the second week of March. So we can also pick up on some of the commentary as in what people are saying, and you can find really negative sentiment around words and phrases, specifically around pay and benefits and the work-life balance. But Olivia, can you talk a little bit more about the attributes, please?
Yes, of course. As I said earlier, we have 16 attributes that comprise the index. And we, based on the data, we picked out the key attributes that talent were talking about the most, which I'm going to go into a bit of detail in a moment. We also looked at share of voice. So in order for us to be able to compare what matters to talent before the crisis, and what is of key concern to talent now. So here we found that some of these topics had doubled or even tripled in importance to talent. For instance, We found with balance and well-being to have the highest, it was the highest share of voice. And we found that before the crisis, only 8% of comments resided here from talent. But during the crisis, this increased up to 20%. So it was a drastic increase there. I mean, obviously, this doesn't mean the other attributes aren't essential. It's just simply that these were the ones that we were looking at that were very topical in relation to COVID-19. So, shall we discuss some of these attributes now?
Yes, absolutely.
First of all, we have balance and well-being, which had the highest share of voice. I'll just discuss some of the key themes that we found here. So the main pros that people were talking about were flexibility, the fact that people had 2 weeks paid sick leave if they had symptoms, and also the option to work from home as well. In terms of cons, it's worth mentioning here also that the COVID score here was a lot lower than our average score. So the cons kind of outweighed the pros here. In terms of cons, there was the issue with health. So people really feared going to work, especially because they felt there weren't enough safety precautions being made in terms of gloves and masks. And also with regards to the physical aspect of their work, people found it really strenuous to be on your feet all day, and especially when they had to work overtime, so extra hours, and all of this created a lot of stress and pressure.
So that's balance and well-being. We thought we'd put this into a bit of context. And what we did was we noticed the commentary first, then investigated what activities or tactics may have influenced these attributes. And we found a few examples, and clearly there are lots of good examples out there, some not so great as well. But these are the ones we found interesting and actually have an impact on the employer brand. So for the first one, for balance and well-being, was Apple, so a well-known tech company. But these guys, very early during this pandemic, Apple made the decision to give their employees unlimited paid sick leave. So that's sick leave for a variety of reasons, not just if yourself taken ill, but also family members and so on. So very generous. Also, they continue to pay everyone, even as they are not required to come into work. This has translated into reactions from talent, such as never been treated so well by an employer. I feel incredibly lucky, or best company I've ever worked for. So that's some of the commentary we're seeing around Apple for that specific attribute. Right, what's next, Olivia?
Yeah, so next we have remuneration, of course. We base this on comments to do with pay. And here we found, again, the score to be a lot lower. I think our average score was about triple the amount higher than our COVID score. So we found people here, talent, were very happy with the additional pay that they were receiving, so in the form of bonuses. So a lot of people felt shocked that they were still actually receiving bonuses despite these difficult times. And as we discussed before, the fact that paid sick leave was being available for them as well. In terms of cons, we found a lot of negative commentary with regards to basic pay. So people felt that, you know, they were receiving a minimal amount of pay for the amount of work that they did. And they also found it difficult with leaders receiving a lot more money when, in the employees' opinion, leaders weren't doing as much work as them. And also we found an issue with part-time workers who felt that they were working the same amount of hours as full-time workers and yet weren't receiving the same amount of pay.
Here's an example. So if you work in a store and the store closes, what happens then to your remuneration? What goes on in your paycheck? Well, Nike is a company that's has closed a lot, or not, if not all of their stores. And they made a decision to still keep paying everyone. Any employee that can't work from home will still receive pay until they can open up again. Nobody has to take PTO. So that's a decision that's clearly costing the company a lot of money, but it's had a good influence on employer brand, of course. So we've seen reactions such as, shout out to Nike for setting that standard. So thankful for being paid while the company is closed. And the fact that the company pays employees while the stores are closed is amazing. So that's remuneration. What's next?
Next is workplace. So this is the physical surroundings. We found this actually to be spoken about most in a negative light. Talent were praising the fact that some safety precautions had been made, but a lot of people felt that these hadn't gone far enough. So they felt that basic safety was still being overlooked. There weren't enough gloves and masks, again, as we saw that theme in Balance and Wellbeing. You could see that coming up quite a lot. And as a result of all of this, people really feared going into work because they felt, you know, their surroundings weren't safe. They felt like they could get the virus. Yeah, there's a lot of people feeling scared there.
Okay, yeah. And for workplace, we found commentary for Unilever, so big FMCG. And of course, the physical workplace is especially critical to frontline employees who are in plants and facilities. In this case, Unilever acted very quickly and issued very clear guidelines around COVID-19 about musts and must nots, sort of behaviors, and encouraging working from home and only essential workers to come to work with stringent safety standards in place. And this was before the world came into a lockdown. So they really took control of the situation. And we could see reactions from talent such as proud to work for Unilever, important set of actions to protect lives and livelihoods announced today. Kudos to Alan Jope, the CEO, for taking a bold step. Takes a lot to make such a call across all countries at the same time. So that was a positive influence there. Right, what's next?
So next we've got management and organisation. We find this typically scores quite low. So we did find some positive comments here with regards to talent commending how supportive their leaders were being during these difficult circumstances. But unfortunately, the cons outweighed the pros. So kind of at the level of job, people felt that they were constantly being micromanaged and put under a lot of pressure to work hard from their leaders. Whilst, you know, again, in the employees' opinions, they felt like the leaders weren't doing as much as they were. And also at the level of communication, employees felt that interaction was really lacking. So as a result, they were left in the dark and receiving a lot of conflicting messages from leadership. So there was not a lot of clarity with regards to that attribute.
Interesting. Okay. And so we find in normal times that this attribute is sometimes all about communications or even lack thereof. One example is Walmart. We could see that all the way from the CEO, Doug McMillon, posting on LinkedIn and other places. We've seen really strong leadership communications from this organization. So really communicating transparency, as well as the fact that the leadership really cares about the associates. And this has had a positive impact on employer brand. We've seen reactions such as, thank you for your leadership, taking care of customers and associates, Doug's, and name-checking the CEO there. Words can't express how proud I am to work for such an amazing company. Walmart truly cares about the safety and well-being of its people. That was management. What's next?
Yes. So next we've got mission and purpose, which we found actually scored, the kind of COVID score that we got was very similar to our average score. This was the attribute that was spoken about most highly by talent. So we look at this in terms of kind of personal value within the company and also the kind of values that the company is trying to promote. So the main positives here were that talent felt extremely proud of the positive impact their company was trying to enforce, whether that be through the, you know, reassessing their core values, providing some sort of relief for the community. So maybe they're donating supplies and also prioritizing customer satisfaction. I mean, there were some cons here with the, there was a motivation for profit from managers, but mainly here, this was really strong for mission and purpose.
Right. In this case, we found an example from Ahold Delhaize, which is a big supermarket player in the US and Europe, actually. And this company stressed how important their people are to the business by offering various forms of social and economic support, which in turn instilled both pride and purpose with its employees. And the company donated $10 million to communities as relief, implemented safety measures and ramped up hiring of 20,000 new associates. And some of the reactions from talent that we've seen is things like amazing, proud and honored to be working for this company. Now, this is one of the millions of reasons why I work for this amazing company. Absolutely phenomenal. This company has been so supportive for all of us during this time, and they continually express their appreciation for what we do. So very positive sentiment there. So that was mission and purpose. And the final attribute, Olivia?
Yes. So our final attribute, which had the lowest share of voice, was change and stability. So we look at this in terms of kind of how stable the company is as a whole and how secure people feel within their jobs. So the main positives here that we found in terms of themes were that talent felt more grateful than ever to still have a job. So a lot of people were comparing it to family and friends who unfortunately had lost their jobs. And also talent were really happy with the fact that start dates were still being discussed. But in terms of the cons, inevitably people felt disposable and replaceable, you know, because of the situation and also because employees around them were being fired and some companies had quite high turnover rates. So because of that, obviously, some people felt insecure within their roles.
Yeah. And an example that we found out here was Wells Fargo, the big US bank. They actually paused layoffs for the foreseeable future, layoffs that they had already announced. And this is, of course, something that will certainly increase stability for its people. Job security, absolutely. In addition to this, they're donating no less than $175 million to help employees, customers, and communities facing hardship. So it's not just employees, but also, you know, regular people, just like us. So people with mortgages, overdrafts, and the like. So they're really stretching out a helping hand here and generally injecting stability in what is an ever-changing situation. And some of the reactions to their tactics here read as follow. I'm proud to be part of this organization that's trying to help mitigate the COVID-19 impacts and support our customers during this challenging time. Thank you, Wells Fargo, for everything you're doing during this crisis. Proud to work for a company committed to its employees. So proud to be part of the team. And this final bit I really like. It is moments like this who define who we are. Very true words.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. With that, thank you very much, Olivia. And we'll catch you on an upcoming episode, I hope.
Yes. Look forward to it.
Okay. Right. So that is the research we did. And been reflecting on this and come up with a few takeaways around these specific attributes and really about some of the things to consider and perhaps to think about internally and to question other departments perhaps. One is around the attribute of balance and well-being, which Olivia started describing there. It's really about understanding and caring for your employees. So your people will have physical and mental health issues, they and even their families. And by offering generous paid for sick leave, as well as therapy, coaching, any other sort of support that you can offer will genuinely help your employees and their families. So I think that's really the action to take there, to really be understanding and caring. Regarding remuneration, now this is a tricky one because the decisions on pay will sit with the C-suite, maybe the CFO, CEO. So it's hard to change that overnight. But we find that more often than not, it's not really about the dollars and cents in people's pockets. It's more about how people feel about their compensation. So with a clear narrative explaining how the company remunerates its people and really justifying some of the pay practices, we can sometimes overcome some of these issues. Think about how you're positioning the whole remuneration piece. Then moving on to the workplace, so the physical workplace, this is really around guidelines and safety. So just like we saw Unilever being super clear about behaviors, safety and sending non-essential workers home before lockdowns, it's about having clear instructions and especially now that offices, facilities, plants are potentially opening up again after a few weeks and months of lockdowns and quarantines, etc. So it's about having that plan in place. Then the next attribute was management and organization. So here it's really about transparency and support. Again, employees want to make sure that managers have their backs, and they want to see that top leaders of the company really care, just like Doug McMillon over at Walmart. And also they want to be kept informed of what's happening. So where's the company heading? Yeah, it's really about asking how your leaders can be transparent and show support. And in some companies, you already have those leaders. In others, it may not be natural to them to do this on an external communications basis. But this is a very different situation we're in now. So people need to get this support and transparency. The next one was mission and purpose. And to me, the purpose and mission of a company, yeah, we're here to make money, of course. However, if you look at higher purpose, we can also join the fight to beat the virus. What is your company doing to help this fight? Is it putting food on tables? Or is it caring for patients? Is it producing medical devices? Or is it simply keeping the economy going as best it can? Now more than ever, with a clear purpose, you can influence employer brand. And of course, some companies will be better positioned than others here, but it's about really communicating what we are doing to help him. And finally, change and stability. This is, to me, is really all about the helping hand. So the world around us is changing. And what we can do is to at least be stable in the minds of employees, candidates, and the community. Just like I mentioned about Wells Fargo, I saw HSBC are also putting a hold, a pause on redundancies and layoffs so that we can then inject a bit more stability in people's lives. So now is not the time to crack on with transformation programs or any of those layoffs. Rather, now is really to see how we can help the people that depend on our organization. Right, so that was the piece of research we did for the month of March, and we'll be doing another one for the month of April, and hopefully with some different sets of results. If you have any questions on this, feel free to ping me at jorgen@linkhumans.com, and if you want to check out our methodology as well, it's employerbrandindex.co, and I'll put a link as well to an article describing this piece of research that we have done. So that was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to catching up next time. Hey,